Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go live in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm LBJ. You're there and I am here, and you're listening to The Heartfelt Truth. Welcome. Let me start off by saying, as I always do, that I hope my voice finds you in good health, spiritually, mentally, and physically, not necessarily in that order, but all equally important to help us do this thing we call life. All right, ladies and gentlemen, before I get started, I always do, I'd like to say thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for allowing me to come into your life for the next few minutes. I hope my voice is somewhat inspirational, motivational, and just gives you another way of looking at things. And with that being said, let's get right into it. Ladies and gentlemen, I had a pretty busy day today and my other gig. And, you know, I just go through the business of doing what I have to do. And at the end of the day, I had to make a stop. And within that journey, I actually ran into two nice young men, and we had a casual conversation. And then it led into some of the things that I have going on in my life. I actually talked to them about the book I'm working on. I actually talked to them about some of my personal views, you know, and a way to look at life and just another way to look at things. And these gentlemen really accommodated me. And really, for some apparent reason, they thanked me as I walked out of their business, their establishment. And they just were really, really taken back with some of the things that I said. Now, the only thing that I can honestly say is, the bottom line here is, when you're speaking with someone and you're sharing an opinion, and not always that someone has to agree with you, but if you're being sincere and you're being honest, people reciprocate that. People can sense that. I believe in my heart of hearts that if you're sincere and you're not trying to BS anybody, it shows. Just as the opposite, if you're really trying to pull a wool over somebody, anybody with a halfway, decent sense of something, they can see through the fact that you're just BSing around. And so I gave them some of my point of views. I told them about my podcast. I told them about my book, and they were very impressed, and they both decided to put it in their phones and wanted to check it out. I mean, they're young, they're savvy, they were bright. They got the world in front of them. And, they just got a little wisdom from an older gentleman. And it was really a nice thing. And at that very point, too, when I was talking to these guys, I realized one thing. Somewhat of an epiphany. And I don't throw that word around, but I mean very serious. I think I can honestly say, you know, we all have our stations in life. We all have the thing that we must do. And my thing I really do is I figured it out. I am supposed to be doing exactly what I'm doing right now. I'm supposed to be sharing some of my life experiences, my life, the wisdom that I have gotten over the years, the wisdom that has passed on to me. It is up to me to pass it on to you. And I'm stuck on this phrase today. I shared it, I heard it, and I have to say it again, please. You know what? When you're born into this world, you know, I'm a big fan of mothers. You know, I say it all the time. The one that I had in my life, my mother was a godsend. She really was. I tell all guys and gals, please cherish your moms. I'm not taking nothing away from dad. I'm really not. You know, my dad was a great guy. He was a good guy, you know, hardworking man, you know, laid on us some of his wisdom, you know, and helped us become young men. And that was very important. But mothers are a special breed. But the point I'm trying to get to without going off on a tangent is I'm stuck on this story that I was sharing today with a lot of people. And the fact that is, you know, when we're born into this world, you know, it's a hard journey. You know, your mom has carried you for 9 months and she has stuck it out and you're here. Regardless of the circumstances, regardless of what happens, even I have to say it, even regardless of how you feel about your mother at this very moment, if it was not for her, you would not be here, period. So you have to have some kind of a sense of, you know, understanding, and that comes to it. But the other part of the story is that as we're here in this life, we are, you know, God and whatever you choose to call him. And I choose to call him God. He has charged us. He's given us a responsibility as human beings, as the gift of life, to be good to ourselves, to be good to other people, okay? And try to make this world a better place while you're here. That is the responsibility that we have. Just as I have said in past podcasts, that you have a responsibility to your parents. You owe them. Yes, you do. You don't have to agree with it, but if it wasn't for them, you would not be here. Now, in contrast to all that preaching and hollering and getting loud and everything, the fact of the matter is there is somebody out there somewhere says, well, you know what? My father was a son of a gun, and I really don't care for him. And someone's out there saying, you know, my mother, she's a you-know-what, and I don't want to be bothered with her. The least that I see of them, the better. Okay. If that's how you feel, you're entitled to that. But I am still going to tell you that if it were for not for them, you would not be here. You need to come to some kind of understanding and pull it together and recognize the fact that these are your parents. And if there's some fences that need to be mended, then you need to do it before it's too late. So, I mean, with that being said, is that I had the sadness today to I went to visit a coworker who has left my present employment, and he has retired. And, you know, it's one of those things where you're supposed to go off and ride off into the sunset and move on to the next chapter and enjoy some of the fruits of your labor. You know, your families, you know, your significant other, your children. And it's that time in your life where you're supposed to, you know, do some of those things that you had to put off. You know, and enjoy and things of that nature. And I forgive me if I'm a little tongue-tied, because I was somewhat emotional today, because the person that I'm referring to is a very, very nice man. And his family is preparing to, you know, to make him as comfortable as possible and to move on to his next chapter in his life. And it is very sad when you go to visit someone and they're not in a good space. And I find comfort in the fact that, and I grab onto my emotions that, like I said, I've experienced some of that myself. And with my own parents having moved on to their next chapter in their journey, it's not easy. It's not easy, but you have to take comfort. And knowing that, you know, in no shorter terms, that they are preparing to be in the presence of their maker. The one thing I want to share is, this might be a little longer than usual, but I have to say this, that, you know, there's one thing that we kind of lose sight of. People maybe don't pay attention or realize that, you know, if you work for somebody for so many years, they become family. Now, if you work for a big corporation, you work for a small organization, whatever the case may be, if you spend X amount of years, they become like family. And even to the people, even the people that you might not speak to every day, or the people that you might not even, you know, get along with. Let's keep it real, people. All right, this is life. But they still become family, because I'm telling you right now, there are blood relatives that you are related to that if they're not in a room with you, you're not going to miss them. But it's always an emotional time when a family member takes ill, and you have to watch or be bear witness to that change in life, and it's very sad. And my heart and my prayers go out to that family completely. I mean, you know, I get it. You know, anybody that can, you know, pass an opinion and say, well, you know, it is what it is. Yeah, okay, well, maybe to you. And yes, there are people around the world that are dealing with the same thing. But when it comes, you know, when it comes up to your doorstep, it's something else to be dealt with. So I just wanted to share that. And we've all had, you know, suffered losses in our lives. And, you know, I don't want to be a Debbie Downer. And I know this is, you know, the sad reality of life. And that's one of the reasons why I say what I say at the end of my podcast. I don't say it just to sound pretty or to be cute. It's just who I am. So my prayers are out to the family. And I know if anybody's been listening to me for a while, you understand one thing. You know, just out of respect for not only the people that I talk about, I don't mention names. I don't give out personal information, and that's just the way I choose to do it. But the people I do speak about and the things I say are real. You know, they're not fabricated. There's no, you know, unbelievable thing that I'm saying that, well, these are not real people, because they are. I am stuck on a phrase when I was in college, you know, art imitates life. Life doesn't imitate art. So, you know, my point is the people that I talk about are real, you know, as is my experiences in my conversation. All right, so listen, I really, really, really appreciate you allowing me to come into your life for the last few minutes. I just felt the need to put that out and share with you fine people some of the things that are going on in my mind and in my life right now. And I hope and pray whatever it is that you're going through right now in your life, whatever changes might be coming, that, you know, you stay steadfast, stay strong. I will say it, you know, out in the open, if you choose to follow it or not, you don't have to, but prayer does change things, and faith and persistence. And the other thing is, there are going to be those times that things are not going to go the way you want. They really are, as well as myself. And that's where the meat and potatoes come in. That's where you have to really, you're being tested. I always say that. To see just how strong and things like that, you know, that you can, how, you know, resilient you are. And we are resilient people. Trust me, you know, the things will come and go in your life. And I always stand by and I tell even the young people, this too shall pass. It will. This too shall pass. All right, ladies and gentlemen. So listen, I'm going to try to upbeat this a little bit and close it out for you fine people that just decided to tune in and listen to me. You caught me at a moment. And still, either way, thank you for allowing me into your life for the last few minutes and allowing me to share what's on my mind. And we will get together again, and we will definitely be a little more upbeat. But I just personally had to share some of my thoughts. But I will say this, as I always do. Take care of yourself. Take care of your families, because family is important. And if you see someone that needs a helping hand, stick yours out and help them. I believe this one act really, really will make the world a better place. And it's going to be one of those things that help you along your journey of becoming the best person that you were meant to be. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm LBJ. You're there and I am here. And you've been listening to The Heartfelt Truth. We'll talk again.